Okay, do you hear me?
I can hear you now, Mike.
Okay, I didn't know you put the music on. I didn't know what was going on. Okay, how's everybody doing? Good morning from, and puts in the thing Chiang Mai in the actual time. So I want to put Chiang Mai in the time. But yeah, good morning from Chiang Mai, Thailand. How's it in the Philippines, Anne?
Yeah, it's warm, 9 a.m. today. Good weather.
Is there any military gunfire, or are you okay?
A bit far away this time.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yesterday was just across the road, the mountain across the road. It's insane. All right, I hope everyone well, though.
That is nuts. Yeah, I mean, the world is not stable. That's why we need decentralized protocols like Handshake. Of course, everybody's talking about Bitcoin, but also Handshake. And it's super exciting. It's super exciting. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little bit, disheartening, the price action of Handshake, and all the people keep complaining about the price in the Telegram. So I thought I would just start off with that. Why hide it? Yeah, I mean, it's kind of frustrating, but like a lot of the, yeah, everybody's focused on Bitcoin right now, the ETF and other things. So, of course, that's the focus. I think in most bull markets that is, but it's also something we also have control of it as a community. You know, I mean, it's what attracted me to Handshake from the beginning was I'm not part of the Handshake Foundation. I didn't start Handshake. I'm not working for Handshake. Anne likes this too. And Anne helped me with the Sky Include YouTube channel and really liked what was on the videos and wanted to support. And, that's why we're here, you know, and that's why you're here listening. You know, I don't like the coins, the most altcoins or shit coins that have a, you know, central foundation and are paying money to influencers and paying money to listing exchanges. But of course, that's the hard part about a truly decentralized thing like Handshake is, you know, I've seen, I follow a lot of comments. I try to read, I don't post as much lately, but I do read as much as I can of what people say. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to make a video about it, actually. I was going to not make a video about it, but Anne says it's okay. I'm going to say it. Like, I'm just going to put it out there. Is Handshake dead? You know, there are certain people, like the Spaces Protocol is putting in their tweets why Handshake failed yesterday or the day before, you know, as if Handshake's already dead. You know, Andrew Rosner and a Domain Sherpa did a really big misinformation video a week or two ago. I was going to ignore that, to be honest. I was going to ignore that because I actually really respect Andrew and what Domain Sherpa and those people have done. But I just feel like it's a big disservice to have such misinformation on a such a widely broadcast channel. So I'm gonna actually make a video response to that one where I'm gonna take clips from it and I'm gonna respond to those clips and correct it as best I can. So yeah, I mean, I don't know why there's a few people kind of piling in to try to push down Handshake and say it's dead and say it's not relevant and say we need ICANN and we need centralization or things like that. So I have a few reasons why, but I'm gonna address it. I was gonna ignore it, but I think I'm gonna address it maybe this weekend in a response. What do you think? And
Rosner is also an investor in Spaces. So take everything he said with a grain of salt. He's got a financial incentive for that.
The day he said who's zone on Bitcoin, it's not gonna happen. But that day I figured out like he got something to do with Spaces.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying that's where he's coming from. Like when he says that, he didn't say, "Oh, I invested in this new protocol." He just gives his facts out and lets them speak for him.
No, the way he said who's zone on Bitcoin, I'm like, it's not happening on Bitcoin. He took this rainbow unicorn. So I thought he might be, like, I figured out, like, he knows about that thing. And with every technology, people say it's dead, it's dead, it's dead, it's dead, until it's not dead. So haters gonna say whatever, like, junk. You see, like, they're like gazillions of tokens, everything is pumping. Why? There is no use of it, right? There is literally no use. People are gambling. And if anybody is saying Handshake is dead, he doesn't understand it. And we just got to, like, either ignore him or just tell him, like, what this thing is. Or tell me why you think this does not have any purpose, or the 99.99% tokens are pumping. For what reason? They will go blank. They will talk bullshit, blah, 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 without any meaning. So we just got to either ignore them or ask them, like, hey, why the 99.99% tokens are pumping? Tell me why. We just got to ignore these people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true about ignoring, but also, you know, I do want to be critical of Handshake, of us as a community. We need to build more, you know, and we need to also, I'm not saying it to anybody on this specific call, I'm just saying it's generally, but I think the way to deal with it is work harder, you know, build more, you know. So
what do we build on it?
Go ahead.
What do we build on it? What should we build on it? That's the reason. That's the question. Like, it serves the purpose. Like, people don't know how server-to-server communication works, right? They don't know about this thing. Like, today, if you own a company and you want private communication, you can spin server on Handshake. No need to go for anybody. It will be, like, total. Your information will not be leaked, right? Anybody says whatever, tell them, like, about the Kazakhstan incident, what happened with the CA. CA certificate got hacked or whatever, and got leaked, and everything was, like, fucked up. They don't know about the SolarWinds hack, what happened in the USA. Tell them about it. It was because our internet is porous, right? CA are the loopholes. They don't know about this thing. And just tell them about these things. Then they will figure out. And it will take, like, so much time then to learn about it.
Well, I think it was Vijay or Vita. She retweeted somebody's complaining that their LasVegasJewelry.com was taken out of their Cito account. I don't know if Anne, you could find and pin that one. That was, like, I think I just saw it a couple of hours ago, and it just says, it says straight up in the email that this person shared on Twitter, our AI has detected this domain violates our terms of use and has removed it from our marketplace or something like this. And then Vita shares, this is why we need Handshake. You know, there's two ways to play it. One is, yeah, we can keep waiting until the censorships get so bad that people have to use Handshake. But I think the other way is we build more things. So, you know, I guess I think we're dealing with some aftermath of, I think Beacon's working, Beacon browser's working again. I saw it's just book of say, the desktop working. I think that got fixed. And I think they're doing a fork of Fingertip right now. I think there's a lot of rewiring in the back end. I talked to Rithvik, and there's this rewiring, I think, from Impervious's exit of Handshake that kind of came on somewhat unexpectedly. So I think some of those products, which I do appreciate that it built, I think is being either forked or rebuilt or rewired to start to work again, because I think they stopped supporting it. So, I mean, I think that was a little bit of a shot, you know, like a hit to Handshake. You know, it's, they did spend their own money, and I know I know Impervious spent a lot of money investing in their own investors' money, and I do understand some of their perspective of they have to do what they're invest to make money for their investors, etc. I don't want to totally bash them, but, you know, I guess some feedback, if they're listening, is they should, when they exit a project, I think they've exited a few projects now, I think they should give more notice to their users to prepare. That I think would be one feedback for Impervious is give users advance notice, that they're going to not support something instead of just stop supporting something suddenly, and we find out ourselves. That would be one feedback for the team there in their newer ventures. You know, I think that's kind of, I've noticed, happened quite a few times with Impervious's projects. But we're dealing with it as a community, and you know, I'm not leaving. We have HandyCon in a few weeks. We have a really great lineup. Anne's working super hard. I think she's going to share a share doc so that the community can share more. I've seen lots of memes coming. But you know, I think there is other active ways. I was talking to Alex Nito. He's got a project that he's going to be focusing on that's going to also work to integrate Handshake. You know, I guess I'm also working on e-commerce protocol Loadpipe. I've chatted about. I'm definitely going to be integrating Handshake into that. I think e-commerce on the blockchain is the future, and I think you know, you're going to need decentralized domains to true decentralized e-commerce. And you know, I'm still as bullish as ever about Handshake. It's just, I think right now people are emotional, and when people get emotional, you know, of course it is reflected in any kind of a price of any kind of anything. So, but I mean, I think I know a lot of you are hardcore. I see you in the chats and the tweets, and maybe we're not all builders, but if you are a builder or a creator, you know, I think ways that you can educate and share and build is the best way to do this, in my opinion. And we can support more if people tell us what they're working on. We could promote it, or we could contribute somehow.
Is anybody going to MintCon this year?
It's in Austin in the summer. I've seen.
Yeah, somewhere in June. So I was thinking to go there, like advertisement at HMS. That's the one way.
True.
Yes, yeah, so I'm definitely thinking about going to that conference and talk to people about it, spread the awareness. Like, it literally doesn't need, you don't need to build anything. Like, literally, Bitcoin, the way Bitcoin was built, like, the protocol works, you need wallet, nothing else. It's perfect. Like, everything, like, God built it on top of it, blah, 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 whatever. Even if that thing is not built, Bitcoin works. That's the same thing as Handshake. It works as a root zone. Right now, you don't need CA. The loopholes are, like, removed. But people, I'm telling you, people will keep talking. Nobody knows future. Like, what will happen after 2 years? Like, in crypto, everything changes overnight. Today, nobody knows about Handshake. Then, if somebody tweets about Handshake, boom, everybody will be, like, going nuts. Check a project named Nathana. 3 months ago, the price was, like, 0.01. Today, the price is, like, $6. 600 times in 3 months. So crypto is wild. They don't know this thing. Either they noob or just straight up. We cannot talk. We cannot make them understand this thing. If they don't understand the purpose or whatever, no. Somebody saying like trade shit. Oh my God. How can they talk about that? We got to ignore people. I'm telling you. And we got to like spread awareness about it. I think that's the best thing about Handshake. And I was talking to somebody with the ETF and everything. People will find out eventually. If you have like, they will not find out. They will. And Nasari posted his report in 2020, I guess, in which it shows the internet starts with Handshake or Filebase. And he gave that report to Greg Asuri. He posted it for like 1 minute. Then he took it off the internet. Why did he pick up the internet? Because even Masari knows the great, how big this thing is. Like, if you knew about Bitcoin in 2009, then government would have killed this project, right? Like, Elizabeth Warren, had she knew about this thing, and it's going to be this big, she would have killed that day. Nobody knows future, right? We can just, like, talk about product, product, what product is.
I was around a little bit in Bitcoin. I wish, obviously, everybody wishes they were more, but I remember 2011, 2012 Bitcoin. I mean, and there was hardcore Bitcoiners. I mean, those guys, you know, myself, I was using it a little bit, but those guys were hardcore. You know, the early crypto Bitcoiners, I mean, you know, they weren't just waiting for people to notice it and ignoring people. They were, I mean, I think a lot of those early Bitcoiners deserve it. I mean, they worked, they took huge risks, and they put themselves out there. I would go to meetups and talk to people in China a lot, in Hong Kong. Those days, they were living and breathing Bitcoin. It wasn't like naturally just happened. Bitcoin, the community really worked hard in the early days. I just feel like we coordinate more as a community and build up, you know, as a community and support each other. And of course we can't like worry about the haters, but we should be more positive and supporting of each other and organize more as a community of what we're doing and coordinating as a group. And I feel like maybe I should be more involved in that too. But I feel maybe I was even thinking maybe there could be updates about what technical things are being built on Handshake. Maybe, you know, Anne's so helpful for me, but maybe that could be like an update of what tech things are happening in Handshake, you know, and progresses. Maybe even talk to those projects and put like a roundup of what, because if you heard about SANE, SANE, like stateless Dane, Rithvik is working on that. And, you know, Eric, Open Systems has been putting a lot of donations and grants into these systems. I just think people don't know what is really being built. And I think maybe, I don't mind us doing that, Anne, but maybe we should have like a section of what's being built on Handshake, maybe on a regular basis. I don't know how often, but because I think these people are building stuff quietly, silently, and we don't know what's really happening with them. And they're not getting, and they also get a little bit discouraged because nobody knows about it, nobody uses it. So I feel like that's something maybe we should start to do. And
yeah, definitely you should advertise about everything that you're doing. But then again, people don't understand this thing, and they will not understand. Like, it took me like a whole year to understand this thing, right? I spent like so much time. I understood Bitcoin. I feel like it took me so much time to understand Handshake. And people like jumping off their bed, they're not gonna understand Handshake. They're not, they definitely will sell everything. I'm telling you, the price will fall and they will sell everything. But they're gonna lose, period. We cannot, we just have to like focus on what you're doing. Forget those people. I'm telling you, you're wasting energy on those people.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if people saw my video. I haven't, you know, we've done this Road to Handicom Margie. I think some of you like that, but I added one called Re-Record is the code name, but it's HIP 018, Handshake Improvement Proposal 18. And it's the first HIP I've ever been part of creating. So I'm learning how it works. Obviously people know I'm not the most technical, but our team helped me a bit too. But the point of it is to allow people to put DNS records or A records, maybe other DNS records on the Handshake root zone of the TLD. So instead of pointing to a name server to be able to host a website on Handshake, you could just directly put, say, an IP address or maybe a CNAME record on chain. Actually, Andrew Lee from Joson, there's two Andrew Lees, but I've actually, it's been the pleasure of talking to both recently. Yeah, he's a king, he's cool. But he was saying that was one big mistake he feels about Handshake. He's okay for me to say that it was him that said that, and he's happy I'm trying to push it forward. But I don't know if we want to chat about that. Do you understand what that is, Lennox?
Can you guys hear me?
So basically, it's like instead of pointing to say Varro domains or Synpapeles or other name servers, which could be, or you know, I know a lot of you don't like it when we had to point to ETH or, you know, Cosmos to do domains. Currently, the way the Handshake was built was really to try to be like ICANN. It really tried. And I think we got to accept that we just don't feel like we're going to be able to integrate and play nicely with ICANN. I think that's maybe one reason people are adjusting. I think we shouldn't think we're going to integrate with ICANN anymore, personally.
What's the need of ICANN?
Well, I think the idea of this project from the beginning was the soft fork of the internet that JJ coined. The idea was that we could kind of integrate the
internet. Yeah, Bitcoin is not integrated till today. It's been like 15, 70 years. Is it like reserve or whatever? No, it's not, but it is used. So I see Handshake can be like a satellite internet.
Yeah,
but
so
those people are not, they have invested millions. They're not gonna come here. They will not. They will hang up to their bag forever. But is that internet secure? More better than what Handshake provides? Hell no, right? So they want to start with the interior web or internet, whatever, let them be.
Yeah.
One big move.
Yeah, so at least for me, it's been sinking in. I think maybe it actually was more clear during the happening. I think finally without ICANN ever claiming that money and I'm not sure where the community started, but of course we know ICANN knows about Handshake. There's no question they know. They even wrote like a paper about Web3 or blockchain domains, and Handshake was mentioned. So they should be fully aware.
They will never, ever integrate Handshake or come this way. They're making billions. If you make billions, do you change anything? Hell no, never, right? So why will they change anything?
They'll
try to catch it.
So I guess the point is like maybe this
Andrew Rosner, like they want to kill Handshake. Why? They have like billions invested, right? He says, I'm the number one, blah, 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 right? Would he like to stop being that? No. So in ICANN is never going to come this way, never.
So I think the point is, I think maybe some people in the community, and I feel like some of the founders felt like that was maybe possible. I think we're all realizing this.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. That's the reality, right? The reality is people don't want to lose their money, no matter what.
So the
they will not.
So the point is, I think we're making these adjustments. So like for my proposal, HIP 18 or re-record, by putting A records and such on chain, that would not be as easily integratable with if we ever cooperate with ICANN. Because they built it so that it was easily integratable with ICANN's DNS. So by us putting records on the root zone, that would not make it as easily integratable. But I don't think we need to worry about that anymore. Like, you seem to clearly not feel like there's ever any integration. But
they know this thing for sure. Graham was from, like, he used to go to ICANN meetings. He presented, I think he told about Handshake to those people many times. Trust me, it's not gonna happen. Just look at BBC.
Yes.
I think you have to look at it as, like, what does Handshake really bring to the table to ICANN that ICANN doesn't already have? And I think that's why they're looking at it as there's nothing that Handshake really has to offer them. You know?
I mean, why couldn't they take the coin though? I mean, that seems like so crazy. You know, they
Yeah, I mean, taking the coin is stupid. I don't know why they didn't do that. I mean, it was just literally free money. I don't even know what the value is at this point, but that was just free
money. Like, ICANN is with Handshake. ICANN is with Handshake. It's a big
Mayank, maybe,
that's politics.
Maybe let VJ speak or Vita.
Hey, how's everybody? Hope everybody's well. With regard to this conversation, it's interesting, and maybe they didn't take it because that would almost be like an endorsement. And of course, if Handshake or anything like Handshake takes off, then it could mean the end of their business model as it exists. Recently, now that they're kind of bridging ETH domains to be able to provide a wallet, that's probably as far as they are willing to go. But I would submit when you say never, I'm not so sure about that, because things do change and companies sometimes they don't take advantage of things because they don't want to cannibalize themselves. But imagine if Sony Music would have made the iPod, or, you know, so how many record stores do you see around town these days? Before, when you wanted to buy new music, you would have to physically walk into, you know, a record store. And then, of course, we started to buy things online. And then we started not to buy albums and CDs or whatever anymore, period. Now most people buy singles or not at all, because they're just listening to DSPs. And the whole business model has changed. And initially, when all of that happened, the music industry was at a loss. They had to figure it out, and they had to pivot, and they had to make deals. And I think that this probably can move the same way. And, you know, with all indications of the way that, you know, the world is going with the current political climate, and, you know, people really now getting serious about their information and having more control over their information and their destinies, and know how it's monetized and wanting to have more control over it. You know, protocols like HNS provide a roadmap for that. So it's something that I think they probably are paying attention to, but not quite ready yet to dive in, because of course it would cannibalize their existing businesses.
I appreciate that. I just want to clarify, at least, unless maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think it was ICANN that integrated ENS. It was GoDaddy. GoDaddy integrated.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah, yeah, no problem. I just want to clarify for everyone, but of course GoDaddy's the number one, you know. It seems like name, and I just want to also say, you know, like Namecheap is the other direction. They're suing ICANN right now for the price cap changes of org TLD, I believe. I'm not fully 100% correct on the terms of the lawsuit, but they're suing ICANN. As you can see, Namecheap is more into bit. They were early user of Bitcoin and accepted Bitcoin for their domains very early on. It still seems early for Handshake, and they're very early in Handshake. You know, as we see, I still think it's a great opportunity in Handshake personally. Of course, not financial advice, do your own research, etc. But they're supporting the decentralized, whereas GoDaddy is kind of sticking more to the ICANN, as well as ENS. Even ENS is sticking to the ICANN model, right? They're trying to kind of put the Web3 naming on top of existing ICANN with their .eth TLD as well. Whereas we're kind of more like Bitcoin.
They're decentralized. That's it.
What's that, Espen? Sorry.
I said they're just going where the people are. That's it.
Who's that? GoDaddy, mean, or who? I don't.
GoDaddy, ENS, whatever. They're just going to where more people are. Obviously, there's no people in Handshake, and there's a shitload of people on, you like, everybody uses ICANN. So if you're going to integrate with something, which one would you choose? The one with people or the one without people?
Yeah, so there's a lot to that. I mean, Brantley Milligan was an early ENS, I don't know what to call it, employee, I guess. They are a DAO and a Singapore company with Nick.eth and Brantley.eth, and I don't know who else, but they started the ENS in around 2017, I believe. And I saw a clip somebody shared on Twitter of an interview he did. And they got funding from EF, which is the Ethereum Foundation. And he says in the interview, again, I'm kind of quoting stuff. I could probably find a tweet later, but he gave terms to the Ethereum Foundation that, because Ethereum Foundation, EF, wanted to fund other naming projects, not just ENS. But Brantley, I think, himself says, no, we won't take your funding if you agree to fund any other naming protocol. Even some of the domains, Matt, I think I even saw it from Matt.crypto's tweet. He's like, how is this fair? He's not happy about that clip. But basically, Brantley and ENS gave the condition to Ethereum Foundation that they can't support any other naming protocol except ENS. And ENS's whole strategy has always been to cooperate with ICANN. We've had him on these Twitter spaces, or actually on Clubhouses, and we recorded those just like we record all of these. I could dig it up from 2021. And he never supported Handshake because he wanted to integrate with ICANN. Ethereum in general doesn't want to be as disruptive as Bitcoin. That's a cultural difference of Ethereum. And I'm building on Ethereum with HodePipe, so I'm accepting that. It depends on the use case. It depends on the use case. But Ethereum is not as rebellious as Bitcoin, or maybe it's even proof of work versus proof of stake, maybe. But Ethereum wants to kind of integrate with the current world, where Bitcoin wants to kind of disrupt the current world. I think it's a very different approach. So I think Brantley never wanted to upset ICANN because he always wanted to try to get .eth TLD. And I don't think they're getting still ETH TLD from ICANN. I don't think so still. It's reserved for Ethiopia. I still don't think that ENS can get .eth, but they're always trying to do and not upset ICANN. So they can't cooperate with HNS because that would upset ICANN. And then that would mess up their whole plans. So it seems like to me, there's like the Namecheap side, which is not accepting ICANN. And that's why they support Handshake. And there's a GoDaddy and ENS, which are following and listening to whatever ICANN says to not disrupt and upset ICANN. So it's two sides of the camp. That's becoming more and more clear as this blockchain domain systems evolve. There's the people that want to cooperate with ICANN and people that don't want to cooperate with ICANN.
GoDaddy and Namecheap are competitors. Whatever Namecheap can do, GoDaddy will not do. Just against business ethics or policies or whatever, they will not do Handshake. Even if they lose money, whatever, they will not.
I'm going to check GoDaddy right now. I bet you they still don't accept Bitcoin. Do they accept Bitcoin for domains on GoDaddy right now?
I don't know. Now it's like no question. Everybody accepting Bitcoin, so now they can jump on the wagon, but initially they will not. They will try to kill it. Will they like ruin their business? Hell no.
I'm trying to see. I'm just really under putting a test domain in. Maybe, I bet you they still don't even accept Bitcoin, probably, in my opinion. But I it's so hard. There's so many upsells. I can't get to the checkout page. But
I'm not seeing on GoDaddy they accepting Bitcoin.
What I'm saying is, I'm just saying, I think it's been more and more clear, especially with this happening and the expiration of taking the free money, like Eskimo and we were chatting about. It just seems like all hope. I think some people, I haven't spoken to JJ directly about it, and he will be at HandyCon. I believe he'll be at HandyCon. Of course, Andrew Lee, both Andrew Lees will be at HandyCon in 3 weeks. I don't know, but I believe their hope was to integrate as a soft fork and overlay it, I think. And that's
man, it's like a dream and dream. It cannot happen. Be real. In reality, hell no. No, nobody would like lose your like control and money, will you?
And I think the other negative is the 2026 announcement of the new TLDs from ICANN. So I think a lot of people are wondering what's gonna happen. And I get mixed feedback. I try to stay somewhat neutral, and some people in the community have very strong ways, one or the other. And .universe, he is trying to apply for an ICANN TLD of .universe. So he has .universe on Handshake, and he's trying to apply in 2026 for .universe on ICANN, and pay whatever it is, $180,000. Richard, I believe his name is in Europe, but. Some people in Handshake get really upset when I shared that. I'm not going to do it. I'm personally not applying for any of my TLDs for ICANN. I guess,
man,
you know.
180K can make a whole system. Like, we can build so many products. It's just, I don't see the point of, like, applying for ICANN. 180K. Hello, man.
So what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to give big picture. So I think in the last few months, what's kind of happened is a little bit, a dividing in this, a more clear division. Whereas maybe before, a few months ago, there was still the potential hope of some integration of Handshake and ICANN. Now I think it's a very clear difference. So I think the Web2 domainers are seeing that. The ICANN people are seeing that. The Happening. Some people weren't really happy about The Happening because there was some trademark names being released. And, you know, in Andrew Rosner's critique on DomainSherpa, you know, he was upset about that. Although he has some misinformation about how and why that was done. Yeah, but I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to go into that. What I'm saying is the last few months, it seems like there's just more and more of a line in the sand, right? As we know, Namecheap is not a fan of ICANN. They pretty publicly say it and sue ICANN publicly, which I think is pretty awesome. But mostly everybody else is afraid of ICANN. Most everybody else is afraid and just follows what ICANN says and does. And of course, ICANN doesn't want to give up their power. I would agree with that. So, you know, there's people that are going to follow the ICANN way and there are people that are not going to follow the ICANN way, it seems. And of course,
I'm looking for like some content which are off the internet. I want to put those content on internet. So anybody might be like, hey, bring it down, bring it down. I will not bring it down. I want to do that, but I'm looking for those contents. I don't know why I told you, but I'm looking for those kind of contents.
Got it. So anyway, I mean, I hope this has been, you know, I try to be neutral. So, you know, it depends on how you feel, but if anybody was kind of hoping and investing in Handshake as like an integration with ICANN, I think that use case has kind of sailed away. So we're kind of on our own with the way we're doing things. Go ahead, please.
For me, I kind of see ICANN and Web2 domains as, of course, like the legacy system. But I do believe, again, that in the future, we'll probably move away from that. And that's why I think, you know, Handshake is important to get in front of people who are coming in to the market, new entrepreneurs, new startups, and people who want to disrupt, people who want to shake things up, and people who want to break away from the legacy systems and, you know, truly embrace the whole decentralized concept. But I also believe that the reason why there probably isn't a lot of awareness and knowledge about HNS and HNS domains in particular. Let me see if I can explain this. Kind of because, you know, some people got, of course, involved in crypto, and then people got involved in NFTs, and the two kind of merged, but there were some people who were hardcore crypto folks and BTC, Bitcoin maxis who did not care for NFTs or, you know, said, you know, it's a joke and all of that. And then as the whole space grew, then people started to give in a little bit and more people started to come in. I remember back in the Clubhouse days, of course, when the domainers started learning about crypto and then about NFTs. At first, they were shunning crypto and NFTs. And then, you know, some people got involved and they dived in and it kind of merged. But there are these huge communities that are built around one crypto projects and also NFT projects. So there's kind of like an endemic kind of community building structure around that. But HNS and HNS domains kind of sat off to the side and was not necessarily a part of that, probably because it wasn't necessarily viewed as like, you know, an NFT and the sense that, you know, it had some artwork or whatever attached to it. And so there was, so it kind of made it a little bit intangible, in my opinion. And then as far as the domainers, I think a lot of domainers got involved or interested in HNS and HNS domains just because there are domains. So kind of hedging their bets and trying to be early for the next thing. But what we haven't done a great job at is, again, marketing and promotions and building a community outside of the hardcore, you know, HNS domainers. And I don't know. That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, true. We got to go to conferences. Like, everybody can pitch in money, like, have somebody go to conferences. Like, every month we should target to go somebody to represent at the conference. That's how we can, like, gain more visibility.
But
Can I say something? I put my hand up like I thought that was how we did it here. But the reason I say it is because, yeah, I'm a domainer from the Web 2 space. And when I say that, I really we're business people. We're forward thinkers. So, yeah, when I was looking at all the new technologies, meaning this platform, because, yes, I invest in H&S. And no, Mike, it's nice to see you, but GoDaddy doesn't accept Bitcoin. And to forget about it, I don't want to get off track. I'm going to go back to what I was originally going to say, and that was about we don't have to worry about ICANN. I'm saying from the H&S space now. So, you know, we don't have to worry about ICANN. What we need to do is build, and then, of course, build on H&S, and then there needs to be a handshake with the browser, you know, meaning, hey, listen, we're not going to – we need to keep recognizing what ICANN's doing. We know they're shifty and effed up, and don't worry about it. I'm in California. I know they're a nonprofit, and we have to put the screws to ICANN. It probably won't be – because of them not abiding by their bylaws. I mean, I'm real familiar with ICANN, and like I said, yeah, are they when you said they're aware of handshakes slightly, not fully aware, because Mike, you said fully. No, they're not fully aware of much at all. And I was going to say about several comments, but anyway, get to finish to say about the domainers from Web 2. Most of the only successful, very few successful guys are domain investors. And most of us are business people who were like, yeah, we were way early on all sorts of shit, not just naming. Okay. So naming was just one thing. And of course, so when H&S, whether it's the ENS system or Unstoppable and all the different stuff, we all look at it as business people and decide which areas, you know, and the best people that need to come to H&S are builders, and those would be builders likely from, I guess you guys want to call it Web 2, but builders that have built stuff before, and they're saying, yes, I want to build like me. I want to build things outside of ICANN. I want to have websites. I want to have payment processing from gambling to weed to everything, and other nice stuff too, ice cream too, outside of ICANN. We're looking forward. We want to set up sites and everything outside of that system. And we know there's going to be all sorts of hybrid things happening in between. But the point is, I would say, and I'm going to finish here, is what H&S needs is builders and developers that are just absolutely going to, you know, be setting up sites on a lot of the handshake extensions. And then when it comes time for a handshake with ICANN, well, we'll be over here going, yeah, we're aware of everything you've done. We know all the extensions you have, all 1,600. And then, Mike, you're right, in 2026, they're going to release a bunch more, including Pudgy. You know, I guess they're going to do that. So everybody's going to try the different things. And but, you know, the smart business folks are going to, let me finish there. I'm just going to finish for now. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Todd. Yeah, sorry. Actually, I should do better to know who's got their hand raised. I'm on the laptop and... just scared.
Yeah, I apologize for interrupting you, man. But
yeah, thanks for your input. Yeah, I love your show and what you do, and I've had pleasure to share with you there. I would agree. I think we need to build it. I think the Web 2 domain space, right? You would say they look. People are building on anything, right? I mean, on the name, on a TLD, on the domain naming solution, Handshake, or other alternatives. I think that's probably an indicator that domain investors are looking for. So one hope is Arene is putting together a hackathon, Handshake hackathon. The date's still not been confirmed. Some of you might be in the private Handshake Telegram group in Vietnam with universities there. I believe Andrew Lee wants to go and be a judge and a mentor. Others are, I'm hoping to make it. I don't really want to announce it yet, because it's not, the date's not confirmed in others, but it's looking like the end of April. But we are trying to, that's a response to trying to get more builders, more creators. Open systems, as Eric Cedarwall has been investing a lot of H&S. Some people seeing like 100,000, 200,000 H&S at a time in grants, which got to the Mask browser, MASQ browser, and it's still not been integrated. But that's like a native Web3 browser that will support Handshake, and they have the .masq TLD, which they're happy to be integrating. And Carbon6 browser has some integrations with Handshake, and I see them chatting sometimes into various Telegram groups. So yeah, you know, I do believe myth building has got to be the main KPI. I would agree with that, Todd. If we keep building, of course, there's this other saying, build it and they will come, is not the best thing either, right? So we do need, of course, awareness and marketing, like Mayanik has been saying. I think the last couple months action has been people kind of post happening, which, you know, drove up the demand. But then after that, there was some negativity news and feelings coming out. So I think
everybody was saying the price was tied up to $1 or whatnot. But they were like, somebody said they're like only few people bidding on names. Yeah. So it was not going to go up. So that's why everybody is sad. Happening did not pump the price. That's it. Otherwise, every good thing is happening. NASC is integrating, right? That's a big news.
Yeah. So
have you been in touch with them for HandyCon or reached out to them about any participation? Just curious.
Anne, do you want to give us some updates? I'd love to have you share some updates. She's been heading this up. But yes, they are sharing. And we've been in talk. I mean, I even a tweet a couple of days ago, they were replying about the use case for Handshake in a Need.
And one more thing, we started with the politics. If you see around the world right now, there's so much political drama going on. Like every country you pick, there is so much drama going on. Like people are fighting against government everywhere. Yeah.
Actually, the boss.af, I forget they have a big podcast, and I saw some of the clips. He lost boss.af because .af is Afghanistan. And
yeah.
The whole, I think it's because of sanctions, could no longer issue.
People are fighting everywhere. So
AF, a lot of people lost .af because it's Afghanistan and some kind of changes on one side or the other broke it. I mean, people will keep seeing it. And Vita, you shared about the LasVegasJewelry.com. Can you share? They lost their domain on Cito or something, or Cito delisted them. I swear I saw your tweet.
Yeah. And they said that it was detected by AI. So not even like a human, you know, went in and investigated. And I don't know why jewelry would be offensive. Some people think that the AI picked up the fact that in the name, when you say jewelry and Jew, and then ash or something like that. And anyway, they think that the AI thinks it's something that it's not, basically.
It was the AI, thanks, sorry for being so nutty earlier, because it picked up the word gas and Jew. And just like the PayPal, you can send something, I sent a Muhammad Ali poster and it says Muhammad. There's different, of their AI, different systems will tag certain words at certain times, certain years, because we're fighting with that country or they're worried about this. So I think that's why that picked it up. And yeah, there should be a person that you can call and say, hey, look, this one slipped through because, but that's true. Mike, what I was thinking was what needs to happen with HNS, there can be some websites that are going to be pure like data. Sometimes some websites, and the reason I'm thinking of gambling is because it's really made to order, but odds and stuff like that, where it could be easy to have a site that resolves, that's a content site that is outside of ICANN. So we're doing this decentralized or however we're going to do it. As long as it's outside of ICANN, that's good enough for me if I have to do it. But the thing is, and then have payment systems. Basically, there needs to be a few sites set up so then we can say, hey, this is a site that's outside of ICANN and happens to be on HNS. And then, you know, I look forward to sending customers that I have in certain businesses to my sites that are, it's like, hey, this is a different, you know, it's a different experience, but it's over here. But we still want to be able to, and we can do it. We can capture payments. We can do everything. My partner, Chad Folkening, that's on one of the shows with me, he's been doing this stuff way, you know, so long ago. It's a bit funny. And, you know, he told me, I'm like, I never cared because I'm the marketing guy. I'm the front end or the back end. But the thing is, he's in East Denver now, and I'm hoping he's hooking up with some developers that are like, hey, listen, here we want to build stuff that works everywhere, that works on some of our traditional shit. And then when we are able to, you know, put it right on H&S, because we're big believers in that type of stuff. That and we like that, and we like H&S, and we're familiar with building other platforms. I'm going to have Mike Carson on our show in a couple weeks because, yeah, you know, he's got the new thing. It sounds like Handshake to me. I said, it sounds like Handshake. You know, what's the difference between, he's got Spaces. It's a new naming protocol that's right on Bitcoin, not, you know, built in the how Handshake is built. So it's interesting, but no, I'm like, fantastic. There's all sorts of naming services. And today, by the way, there were five new domain extensions, .food, .living, and a few others, that the Living channel, or whoever that channel was, remember, they owned them, they got rid of them. But anyway, so people can start registering those. But I guess the point is, there's always new extensions, new naming systems. Who, you know, some of us are going to build on certain ones. That's why I'm like, when I went to the Handshake, you know, But I'll finish this. Are you going to NamesCon? I mean, remember you went a couple of years ago, I think, Mike.
Yeah.
How's that look for you this year?
I've never gone in person. I haven't been back to the States since 2018, February. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry if you confused that, because
I did the online. There was a group that went to the in-person one in Austin. Noel is a really great H&S ambassador and director. He headed up the offline part, and I helped a bit with the online. And NamesCon was online during COVID. I feel like that was 21. I feel like that was like fall 2021. We had like a whole big section in the NamesCon online. And then also in Austin, I think 22, Noel. So the way we funded it both times was the community. So like various organizations would pool money together to sponsor the NamesCon event. And I think maybe NamesCon stopped asking because we were not as successful in our community to pool to get those resources in the last couple of times. But I think if we ever wanted the sponsors, because it wasn't like one company, it was at least 5 to 10 companies that pooled resources together to be a sponsor of NamesCon, and that was how it was done both of those times.
Remember the big argument? It was Unstoppable and H&S. I thought it was I can't remember who was representing it. Chad, no, he was the bald headed guy that's real smart for you for Handshake. I don't remember everybody's names. They were really getting into it, but it was getting crazy. And of course, you know, I mean,
oh yeah, you know, that one.
That was a couple years ago. But I think this year, because of CloudFest and because NamesCon, listen, they need the people. I'm going to speak there with Chad, part of our show. But no, I'd love to have it. Well, you can't make it. If somebody else, I think I have room on you know, one of our panels, and it's maybe a Web3 panel. So if somebody, I don't know, I mean, who would it be? I want it to be, you know, maybe that same guy that was there before. I'll ask Chad, but I'm just thinking to you, there needs to be no, I don't know why somebody needs to sponsor. I guess what I'm getting at is CloudFest. It makes sense to have a Handshake there, not just because, and I know they don't feel, I don't know how the welcoming feels with, you know, at some of these conferences, because now I'm a member of the ICA. Well, now it's okay. They didn't want to have Unstoppable, anybody from Handshake, but Handshake wasn't asking, but from ENS, Dow, and bullshit like that. They weren't not allowed to be members, but weren't accepted membership because ICA, the council, the lawyers there felt like, we're not advocating for you, so we don't want to take your money. That changed, okay? Because we said, and now they're all at our last meeting, there's because all the Web2 people that you guys call Web2, I call them just, it's like a blur to me. There's a lot of people that have experience had built companies in Web2 that are now trying to, you know, they're wanting to either tokenize, but they're wanting to bridge. You know, we had a table at ICA in January that was bridging Web2 and Web3. And you guys would know, they just happen to be a lot of the businessmen that are, you know, like like Richard over at Namecheap, but you know, he wasn't at that particular table. But yeah, Richard, he's fighting. They got a big lawsuit right now with against ICANN. I was going to bring that up earlier, but I think there is a spot for you there, even if you have to barge our way in. And I'll speak on H&S behalf as well. But I was just curious, you know, what the plan was.
We could get JJ. I think you're referring to JJ. I saw a clip. So yeah, they took it with their phone. He's not usually as public facing, and it was awesome to have him there. And especially, I personally liked his position, of course, in that argument. But yeah, we definitely can get somebody. Or Noel's also good, or others. But I also want to say, Vanguard CEO is stepping down. And he was against the Bitcoin ETF in Vanguard 1 month ago, and they don't, of course, probably say why he stepped down. But a lot of the speculation is because he didn't embrace the Bitcoin ETF. You know, of course, that's nothing to do with Handshake or domains. The point is, these more traditional companies that resist the new technologies will maybe be in that similar type position. So I feel like we're still very early, it seems, on the domain space for blockchain. But like you said, they can try to ignore it or filter it or not allow it, but it's kind of inevitable in one form or another, which is amazing.
That's kind of what my point was with making the reference with the iPod. And, you know, it would have been great if Sony Music or somebody like that would have made the iPod, you know, like they did the Walkman, Sony Walkman. But anyway, I wanted to say to Todd, you know, what you were talking about earlier in terms of some of the things and some of the ideas you have for your existing domains and wanting to merge or bridge or make a hybrid domain, that would be a great use case or a great thing to do, or to partner with someone like maybe Eskimo or Alex on here, or someone who is building, and get together maybe a little team of builders, because you have some, you know, cool industries or whatever that you work in, or things that I think could possibly, you know, get attention outside of the norm. I know that you do some stuff in, say, the cannabis space, and although I don't partake, that would probably be something that would make some noise if you could build something, you know, on an H&S domain, and bridge it somehow to one of your existing domains, or offload folks from your existing domains and migrate them over to, you know, an H&S domain. That probably would be kind of cool.
Thanks for all that. Yeah, you know, so you know, you've probably heard some of my bull before, but yeah, so I'm in a couple of different areas of business, and we are building exactly that. That's why I said my partner, who's a builder, and we got a few builders. Every, you know, now we're working on something massive. And when I say massive, I mean it's payments. We got to work on some payment stuff. And of course, we got, I can talk about the stuff. It's a first thing is the, you know, the reason why we still have to make sure things go smoothly with the traditional space is because we're gonna have to use traditional DNS anyway for some of the big stuff. Basically, we're always going to have to be able to go completely on this ship, completely on this ship, or, you know, somewhere in between. I guess, you bring up some good points. I mean, that absolutely, you know, get with other people that are building in the space. That's why when I went, you know, it was at the Handy Con, I believe it was online, Mike. And Mike, you're fantastic. Let's face the music. I mean, what you're doing, wherever you're at, and I appreciate. I mean, I really like it, because I'm like, this is the only Paul Singh, you know, and Chad. We're always talking about who's the face, because people ask, well, how is, you know, about H&S, and we say it's really just, you know, it's grassroots, and everybody's a director, but you even having some cohesiveness to it, and. I think I'll have Chad reach out to JJ, because that would be perfect. But the idea, getting back to what VJ was saying about the
HandyCon's in a few weeks. I have to online, and we'll be hosting that. But I have to personally hop. I don't want to cut the space. But I have to go at the hard stop at 1 hour. But I really appreciate you coming here, Todd, and let's do more together.
Thanks. I'm done. I'll be back. But Mike, I just want to make sure I follow and see the next time I see these spaces. So thanks for tonight. Everybody have a good night.
Okay, thank you. And now you can keep the room. It won't cut, but I'm going to jump by. My phone's ringing right now, actually.
Well, I hope everybody got what they wanted at the happening. I'm going to be jumping here shortly, too.
Well, you can finish your thought, though.
Well, about the simple things of, there are going to be some types of sites that are going to be much easier to build, outside of ICANN or basically on HNS. Now, when I talk about outside of ICANN, that is the biggest motivator for all of us. I think with HNS, it's sort of like when I get any resistance of people saying, what is there? There's nothing that we're anything to have resolving sites, anything to have sites outside of ICANN, it's going to be essential and necessary very soon. But you're still going to be able to have your ICANN, we'll call them, the traditional sites. But I think, sooner rather than later, we're going to want to have payment processing that's outside of that system, and as well as, certain industries are going to, benefit. I'm not in the adult industry at all, never been, but I'm certain, that industry is looking for some things that are decentralized. But yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on it, but I was riding horses just a little bit earlier, and I'm all joggled around right now.
Okay. Well, thanks. Always a pleasure.
I was actually in another room. I saw this, and I wanted to know really, what's going on here. I know to finish the thought that I had, I got to say it was about when I went to HandyCon, and I was looking at, hearing about a lot of the different ideas. Well, it's like being in a room with a bunch of filmmakers. Everybody just got ideas. No one wrote a script, started taking action on them. And now that's changed. So I know there are people have, but I'm not around enough in some of these rooms to know, all right, who are the guys that are building stuff? And then how can we check out some of the things? Meaning, we'll add on the extensions, and I use the Puma browser still, the one from way back. But I was saying, it's like there weren't a lot of, sometimes I get discouraged, disenchanted, disgruntled when I'm like, geez, is anybody, who's making money over here on their real businesses, and they're bringing over their real customers and their real businesses to this area? I mean, who's taking those type of risks? And I know there are some, but like I said, I'm not in the close circles. But so who, what's happening here? You mentioned Eskimo, what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a lot of people building, and that's what's got me discouraged all the time too. Cause like anytime I'm working on something and release something, and I see like such small usage, and then I look around and it's like, well, I'm the only one building, and there's nobody else bringing new users in and stuff. It's like, it's hard to keep building stuff when you keep watching the same thing happen every time. You make something cool, you spend your time on it, and then there's nobody to use it.
So, well, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about.
We love you, Eskimo.
Yeah. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about or have a panel on at HandyCon. I would like to figure out who's doing what and come in and talk to us about it and maybe give some demos, because actually I do see things on Twitter or whatever, people saying this is happening or that is happening. But again, it's just in a blip when you're scrolling, through your feed, and then I can't necessarily even remember what it was or, the person's profile to go back to it. So it probably would be cool to put together some sort of wiki, Handshake Wiki, or HNSpedia or something like that, that is kind of like a database of all of the different projects and their use cases. That might be something that's kind of cool.
Nathan was doing, actually. So Nathan took over the Handypedia or whatever. So I think he's starting to redo that and make it more up to date and have info. At least for now, though, like the Shake has a pretty up to date list of like the bigger stuff in there. And I mean, me and Zach keep updating it if new stuff comes around. So the Shake is a good spot for that.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I guess I have to do a better job of just keeping up and tapping in to the Shake and spaces like that.
Yeah, I mean, I Zach hasn't really been doing any blog posts or anything lately, but yeah, still anytime like a new project comes out or something like that, I'll add it to, you know, like the resources tab on the Shake.
Well, this is why we need different people, you know, with different skill sets doing different things. Because, for instance, you are a builder and technical. I am not as technical, but I, you know, I am a marketer by trade for different things. And I know that Mike is, you know, he builds businesses and he's also a marketer. But in terms of working together for to share knowledge and people coming together and offering their different, you know, skills, which is why I said, you know, something, for instance, that Todd is doing, and he's been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, just in terms of being an internet, you know, marketer or whatever, coming together with someone who is used to building in the Web3 space would probably be a worthwhile project, just to merge the two mindsets and perspectives.
Sure, but Vijay, so I just want to say, of course, of course I got tons of builders right now. So we're not worried about, it's like we're building. And I mean, you can go to, I mean, now so many startups, and it's like, then I have to tell people, listen, how many start, you guys, everybody's running a bunch of nothings instead of really something. So mine, you know, I'm like, how can we convert some of the things that are, you know, money makers to, you know, why would we want to do it anyway? Well, there's some reasons, but I guess when it comes to me, it's almost like, yeah, we're going to, I want everybody to build things. It's like how we do in the film business. I'm going to make a movie with my guys, come see it. And hopefully, you know, I mean, basically when it's ready, I'm going to show it to you. When we're ready, we're going to, you know, go ahead and here's where it resolves at. You know, right now we know, go to toddryan.hns.to or whatever, you know, the point is, or ABC Productions, you know, now those are forwards. But I guess the thing is, it's like people, when it comes to the building, I don't know about all the collaboration and community. People, you know, Eskimo said it. Sometimes you're like, hey, I see that exact issue you're talking about, Eskimo. And that is many times because we're building stuff, brand new stuff, and there's really no customers for it. So then you realize, geez, we really need to get some traffic over there and some marketing now with regards to existing businesses, and then saying, hey, you're going to this website. You know, we got a lot that are visiting there per day. Now, here's another store. Here's another place that you can go. Well, it's just not, you know, really just not easy yet, and not easy, you know, what do we get there to do?
That's a good point, but you have to make it available only on Handshake. So there has to be a reason for people to want to go to Handshake. So if you're going to make a film, or if you're going to make something, put it on Handshake and only available on Handshake.
Yeah, it's just hard to do that right now because resolving Handshake isn't so easy. I mean, even like the easy methods out there have severe flaws. Like Fingertip is great, but after a year, the certificate expires and there's no way to update the certificate. You have to like manually go through a bunch of fucking folders and find the certificate and delete it and then restart it to get a new certificate. Why is that not built into it to just detect that the certificate is expired and recreate it when it needs to? You know what I mean? Like, so even the best resolving we have right now has a shitload of problems.
Yeah, that's the first hurdle to get through, and we've been going through that for like the past 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not really worth it. It's a chicken and the egg situation. You don't have enough users to make it worth it to spend a lot of time and money on resolvers, and you don't have enough people like building on it or enough users to bring businesses to have their website there because there's no users because the users aren't here because there's no resolvers and there's no websites. Same thing, just
If Todd was going to make a film, if Todd was going to make it, say, like a short film, something like a 30-minute, 45-minute, an hour film or whatever, he put it solely on Handshake. It's hosted on a Handshake domain.
Yeah.
But it's promoted via via a Web2 domain, which gets forwarded to Handshake. The problem is the bridge in between forwarding that domain name on Web2 to Handshake is that we don't have something in place yet that actually resolves that 100% all of the time. There are so many changes and so many things that are dropping out. Like for example, a beacon. Like Beacon recently, like I can't resolve anything on Beacon anymore.
Well, because Beacon really works based off of like DNS over HTTPS, and their server is very unreliable. So that's the problem with Beacon. A Beacon actually never worked for me. I think it worked maybe once or twice, and then it never worked. I would still use it on mobile because it still does have Dane support, but then I would just disable all resolving in Beacon. This way it would use my system resolver, and then my system resolver would use my HNSNS app, which uses my own DNS over HTTPS. This way you could still have Dane, but actual resolving.
Ben, I wanted to say you're right on about the plan is to have some content that's on HNS that you can only do, even a product. You can only get this box service here, or you can only watch this film here. So that does make sense. And not only will we refer them from our ICANN sites, our traditional websites, I'm wanting that when I say, hey, this short film, I don't even make short films, only the features. Okay, so this next feature, and you're right, now I got to tell you, this Sora's tearing stuff up. We're getting ready to shoot a film at the end of this year. And let me tell you, I can put a whole script in and look how they would have made the movie. You know, like, all right, it's just unbelievable. But if I said, hey, this movie is on HNS and solely there, I'm wanting event, you know, when someone searches Google for that movie, it's going to be able to show. And you're right, now we have problems with the linking there. So what we'd have to do on our website, and I'm almost done here, is to give them all those instructions on how to view it, which, right, doesn't make sense right now. But we could do it that way say, hey, you want to see this movie? Here's how you see it. Here's the instructions. You know, and sometimes you have to keep them up to date because, like you said, all the changing. But I have a thought about, you know, actually that having it exclusively on HNS.
Yeah, there has to be a reason. Like, otherwise, it's just a fad. Like, it's just something. It's just a lot of people will just see as a gimmick because, as Vijay was talking about earlier, why HNS? I mean, we don't have the coin. It's not like it's an NFT. It's not like something people want to invest into, like Bitcoin or Ethereum or something, where you're going to make money off of. It's more about the domains. It's more about the protocol. It's more about being able to put something on something new that's owned by individuals and that anyone can access at any time. It's not censored. This is what, if you have utility, if you have stuff on there, like the stuff that Eskimo's been building or even different blogs that are accessible right now, and people have a reason to visit it, that's why we want to get to it. Like, I mean, for me, it's about the domains, but for a lot of people, for anyone in the world, it's, you have to have a reason to want to get to somewhere. Otherwise, you know, what's the point, right?
Well, right, because most people are consumers.
Decentralized wise, like, the domain is only really one part of it, which is a problem for like a lot of things, like say like the Pirate Bay. I mean, sure, they've had a lot of problems with like domains being taken away from them. But at the same time, they have a lot of problems with hosting companies and ISPs and way more problems than just domains. So like Handshake doesn't really solve all of the problems. That's just like one piece of the problem for like, you know, some sites, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and a Handshake has the, I mean, for people that are going to be developing top-level domains that they got for pennies versus paying the $180,000 on and having to go through regulations and what ICANN and what you have to go through their ICANN. It's a no-brainer. But it's a no-brainer if you understand, if there's a way to do it. Otherwise, I mean, I think we have a there right now. It's a traction issue. I mean, we don't have a lot of traction because there's no way to get to it easily. And I think that's the only thing that's really holding it back right now.
Yeah. So I've actually been messing around on iOS trying to make like a true fingertip type resolver rather than like a DNS over HTTPS type thing, but it's really just that like the phone operating systems don't really have frameworks to do that. Like obviously on a desktop, it's easy, it can be done, but mobile, it's everything's so locked down. Like, so Apple does have a thing where you can override like DNS and then like, handle the queries locally and stuff. But those are only for like internal managed devices, right? Like a supervised device, meaning a company owned device that's used by an employee, and that app like could never be put into the app store or run on a device that's not supervised. So like there's really no way to do it. I was kind of messing around with like using like a mock VPN that runs locally on the device and then trying to capture anytime there's a DNS packet and modify the packet directly. But I mean, that's just not working out either. So I just don't think it's possible to have like a really, like a true resolver on mobile. And that's going to be a huge hurdle.
Yeah. 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 No, you're right. It will be. I mean, everything's on mobile now. I mean, even me being on desktop, for example, that's all I use for everything. I mean, and no one does that anymore, barely anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm even surprised my mic works. Actually, this is the first time I've ever used my mic on this thing. I actually just want to see if it worked or not. It actually does.
Nice.
Hey, before I'm going to definitely, I've followed you guys and I'll definitely stay in touch. I was going to say one thing I think H&S I'm going to do for like this community, Richard over at Namecheap and Aaron who runs Namebase, you know, some of these things, not that they need to be funded, but when it comes to the community, what's the plan? I mean, because things can go really good or really bad. And I'm talking about for Namebase, you know, what I'm just curious, you know, no one's really talked with Rick, you know, Richard lately. And I mean, about what is the plan with Namebase? What are they doing? What do they want to help? Yeah.
The plan for Namebase is apparently for Ethereum wallet naming. That's their whole view on what Handshake is there for. And obviously, I completely disagree with that, and I think most people disagree with that as well. That's what they seem to be going 100% on right now. I don't get it.
You mean Judas just for the naming, and because he is plans on using the tokens for all of his other stuff too, but I wasn't even thinking that. I was wondering how they're going to try to monetize Namebase. You know, I mean, what's ahead?
They're trying to sell SLDs to people to use for naming their Ethereum wallets instead of .eth. You know, that's what they think the future of Handshake is, and not for me. I don't know.
Talk to Aaron and those guys about that because that's a small nothing. Why would the focus be there? But and I know, you know, the reason I respect Richard because he spends some money and does some big things, and he's all pissed that gets pissed at ICANN too. And we know there's something here, but besides selling those second level names, you know, that whole thing, I thought that was just like a little fun thing everybody was doing until we get to, you know, something real here. But you guys squared me up real fast about the mobile stuff. I gotta learn more about it. No way to resolve on mobile. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Well, no, like I was saying, there is a way with like DNS over HTTPS. So like you can with an Android phone, you can just throw you know, a URL into like the system settings and you're fine, you're good to go. iOS, there is no place to put DNS over HTTPS URL. So I made like an app that just kind of overrides your DNS, and you can do that. But like, that's still not a true resolver. That's a centralized resolver that uses my server then as your DNS queries, you know. So it's not really ideal. I want to make like a true fingertip type resolver, like a light client that actually has the chain, you know.
Will Mask solve any of this?
I don't think so. I believe Mask is probably going to do a DNS over HTTPS type scenario for resolving as well. It doesn't make sense to run like a whole light client, especially if you can't truly act as like a customized DNS provider, especially on iOS. I mean, really, it's just somebody needs to get to Apple to allow them to have them open up that framework so anybody can use it on any device and put an app in the App Store that does it. Because until that happens, Handshake will never have a decentralized resolver on an iPhone or iPad or any other Apple device besides like a Mac computer.
Yeah, that's tough, because you really want to please everyone. Like that's the goal. You want to cater to all platforms. But
yeah, so I have an idea to get around that too, but it would also involve making a desktop resolver too. So I don't know if I really want to get into making a Linux, Mac, and Windows desktop resolver, and then both Android and iOS resolvers. It's just, that's a bit much. I don't really have the time for all that. But I mean, I have a theory of how I could do it, but I just don't have the time.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you know what? One of the things about Handshake that I've loved and I've said in the past in tweets and stuff like that is that we're not in a race. It's not like there's a finish line. This is we're in it for the long haul. So whatever anyone can do at any point, and whatever you can give, you just keep giving, and people are jumping on board slowly and surely, and we're growing. We're not diminishing in what people know about us and know about Handshake. I've seen more and more interest throughout the year. Throughout the years with Handshake, I don't use really social media besides Twitter, but just in reactions and whatnot, you can see that people are slowly gaining interest. It's just one of the things that people like to make money, and with Handshake, it's not it. You know, a lot of these young kids, and they want to be able to profit off of crypto, and this is what VJ was talking about too.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest problem I see for Handshake. The people that come in here that are just here to try to get money, those people, in my opinion, just need to get the fuck out, because they're just ruining it for everybody. They're wasting their time and they're wasting everybody else's time.
Yeah, that's totally true. But if somehow, I mean, how do you get the idea across that? Imagine the time and resources that these people use putting into pointless projects, into something that's actually real, like Handshake, that could benefit them in the long term. I mean, and I don't know how do you get that idea across to someone.
Well, I think we have to come up with something. We have to come up with a project that is going to bring people in, and that's the only reason why I agree with Eskimo in terms of the wallet and in terms of you know, what Namecheap's objective is. But at the same time, actually, I think that is the starting point. It could be a starting point to bring people into the project. It could be, you know, an introduction and a way to get people adopt
builders.
Yeah,
developers. We need people building and that's why I really feel like that whole getting the developer airdrop would be the way to do it.
Well, that's one point, but in the grand scheme of things, Most people are consumers and not producers. So most people get into NFTs or whatever because it's fun. And also, you know, you feel like this sense of community or like you're a part of a club, but also because they think they're going to be able to flip it and make some money and that sort of thing. And just it's almost like the whole gamification part of it, which is, you know, one of the things that I actually liked about the auction, because it's sort of a gamification aspect to the handshake auction. But I do think that if something was happening, even if it was just bringing people in because they think that it's going to be an easy way to get a digital ID and a wallet, but it introduces them to handshake, and you have people like you that once they're here, we can show them what's being built, then that's how you convert.
Yep. I'm going to give a clap to that because that's totally true.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah. But I have to jump. So I want to say good night. Thanks for having me this evening, and see you guys around.
All right. Peace out, guys.
See ya.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining the Isang Handicon updates, your morning, Western morning. Yeah, I hope to hear from everybody. VJ, I send you a message. Also, the agenda, I'm really working hard on it. By the way, this is Anne. We have some people speaking from Europe, so I'm still adjusting the schedule, but we are becoming more European and African friendly. Hopefully, we can have someone from Africa to also join the panels. So thank you guys for tonight for joining. It was a very, very interesting and fruitful discussion, and let's continue that on HandyCon. See you in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody. Bye.
See ya.
Yeah, good night, everybody.